from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I am. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app. Hello, Frog Boy.
Hello.
We got a joint practice today in Tampa. This one is for all the marbles.
I was at home.
It's not, though. It's just
went and got a little workout in.
Just
then watched the last little bit of Jet Up.
Jet Up? They don't have their main jetter today, though.
No, don't worry. They got Tannenbaum.
Oh.
So you know the conversation is going to be about the Jets.
Of course.
And it was about whether Aaron Rodgers should play.
The final preseason? Has he not played yet?
No.
He's not playing.
And, like, dude, I am telling you as a football player that there are certain things you have to go through as a player to get ready for the season. And I'm going to tell you like this, Jets fans, I don't want to hear he's rusty because everybody's saying, oh, he's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is still a football player. And I don't care how good, how great, how awesome you are as a football player, there's certain things you have to go through to get ready for the football season.
I feel
for
like,
example,
I
think
feel
about
like
this. When Tua went out there and went 5-for-5, you know what Mike McDaniel said? We're good. Yep. I've seen it.
Mm.
Timing is great.
Yep.
Everything's good. We don't need to see him no more. Aaron Rodgers hadn't done that.
I mean, he's older though, Leroy. Like, does he really need it?
How old you are, how great you are, doesn't excuse you or keep you away from having to go through the process of getting ready for a season.
I think he said
it don't have to be a lot, but you got to get comfortable.
I think he just said this week, though, this is like one of the hardest training camps of his life. It feels like he's working hard.
But, I'm going to keep saying this. Working in practice, on the field, when you are not tackled and that 2.5 seconds ain't real, okay, is different than doing it in a game. It is.
This guy really wants Aaron Rodgers to fail, Marcus. Am I crazy?
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely hates Aaron Rodgers.
It's not that at all.
It's the Viking in him, dude.
So let me ask you a question. So you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to pick up where he left off a year ago?
Well, where he picked up a year ago, he got scooped off the field in four plays.
Again. Yeah. So he hasn't played football since. And you think that he's just going to pick up where his career left off?
I don't know, but I don't think it's going to be determined whether or not he plays the final preseason game.
Okay. Mm.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
Okay.
You're right.
What do I know?
Don't do that. Don't be sensitive.
Don't do that.
That was passive aggressive.
I'm not being sensitive at all. But I'm being real. Like, for people to think that he doesn't have to go through that process, or anybody else has to go through that process of certain things that you got to get, you know, get together before you start the season, is crazy.
I don't like what you just did, though. You know, it was basically the same thing like when I'm doing, you know, Tommy's third grade homework and my wife's been teaching third grade for 15 years, and she's like, what do I know?
I do think that there are certain things there are certain things that I might have a better grasp on than you do.
I am not doubting your football knowledge. The only man that I come to for more football knowledge is Baldy.
Oh.
But other than that, this man's football prowess is great.
He was on with Joe Rose. I had to get out.
Oh, was he? He was on with Joe Rose today?
I had to get out my car.
Wow.
Y'all got me hating the man that I like.
Baldy. Right? I mean, he did a Baldy's breakdown today of the exact. It's almost like Baldy is like football Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because he knows exactly which play I want a Baldy's breakdown of. Mm. And it was the flip-de-doo pass to Jonnu Smith. What? And oh, what a breakdown it was.
Look at that.
Had to retweet it.
Yeah.
Baldy.
But anyway, flip-de-doo pass. Like,
you know, but and you act like I'm just saying this with Aaron Rodgers.
I think it is Aaron Rodgers.
I've said it with running backs. I've said it mostly with running backs. Right?
I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Things you gotta go through before the season starts so you know where you are and get your body right.
Dude, I have a pretty good recollection of what we say on the show. I have not heard you have this take on Nick Chubb once.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Nick Chubb is coming off of an injury, and if he were ready to play, he would get a couple of plays in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you.
I don't think I have to say this about Deshaun Watson either. When he was out of football and the Browns picked him up.
No. Tobin, I said he need to get as many reps as possible. He ain't played football in 2 years. I said that.
Is he ready to play yet?
Yeah. No. He's on.
He didn't play last week though.
No, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Like as a Browns fan, I think that
it's go time.
I picked up a lot of orders and my food wasn't all there. You know what I'm saying?
You guys forgot the garlic knots.
Right. I get everybody thinking that preseason and now it's preseason. But dude, there is no substitute for learning how to handle your body getting tackled or hit or stuff like that.
Am I supposed to be worried with the Dolphins? Because I'm kind of getting like a little uneasy because
none of the wide receivers playing.
All the injuries are piling up, dude. Like nobody is out there.
No, but here's the kicker. Here's why I haven't made a big deal about it. Because Mike McDaniel does give his veterans a lot of breaks, right? And just because these guys aren't practicing, we're kind of making a big deal about it when we don't know what the actual issues are.
Yeah.
I will say the only person that I have had some concern with is Waddle.
Yeah.
Because he ain't done nothing in a minute.
Nope. 2 weeks. And,
but I'm
with not something that was minor.
Right. But I'm not worried about Tyreek. You can't be worried about your left tackle because that's just the nature of his, you know.
His yeah, that's play. That's his thing. But
and the other thing is, this. Playing offensive line, those practices are great for them because that you can simulate a game because you're not. You know, because those guys are the closest thing to real game prep with the rush, with the pass pro, with the run blocking or whatever. You don't cut. You don't do anything like that. So from that standpoint, those guys, the DBs, right, that's as close to game because other than the tackling, a lot of the other stuff is done very similar to the game. But with the running backs and the timing of the quarterbacks – and the skill players, right? Sometimes you need to get some of those reps. Not necessarily the quarterback and wide receiver. You can get that timing in practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like Tua, that little pass that he threw underhanded, right? Or, you know, that little quick pass because he had a free rusher. In practice, that guy just goes off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta feel that, oh, this is quick, right? So like, there's certain things during the course of a game that you don't get to, you can't see in practice. But that game speed comes up, and you're like, okay, I got this. And like I said, Tua played one series. If that series was terrible, they probably would have threw him out for another one. Agreed. They went down the field. He was very accurate. All the plays, the timing was great. He got rid of the ball quickly. So you're like, okay, Tua's there. Like, every quarterback has to at least experience that. Because the speed in the game, when guys, you know, when guys get excited and that energy gets ramped up, is a lot different than you're going to see in practice.
We'll take a break. Brian Flores, he addressed to his comments, a changed man? Back after this.
Daddy loves you guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Now Leroy's humming eats his multiple languages.
Oh, no, that's Leroy language. I don't know the words. I just put a little beat.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
I just wanted to get in on there.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Seemed fun.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Dolphins going to hit the practice field with the Buccaneers today.
Somewhere Jennifer is shaking her head in disgust.
Why? Because we weren't like humming, you know, Rockville? Here is Mike McDaniel. This was him earlier this morning.
On wait. Things. We got enough time?
Yeah, we're just starting the show, so we got a good 3 hours. I think we'll make it. Here is Mike McDaniel on where things stand with the cheetah, who was wearing a brace on his hand, but says not to be overly concerned. McCoachin
alluded to it with Jalen Waddle back at home, but there's certain situations where you're in training camp and you're practicing. And, you know, Tyreek could practice today. However, there's also times that because of the timing of where their bodies are at, kind of puts them at risk to get further injury. And so it's really from a medical standpoint, you're just trying to let something cool down so you don't have something happen at the expense of regular season games. So he's been very active, but we're trying to make sure we keep him out of harm's way.
There you go.
Would you like me to break that down for you?
Sure.
Tyreek has an injury where if it was an important game, he would play, but we don't want to put him out there and have it linger.
Right.
That's it.
He doesn't need practice. He's fine. We get it with him.
Are we being overcautious just because of how we end every season?
No. It has nothing to do with that.
I mean, with everyone,
he's just certain teams and certain coaches are just overly cautious. Mm. And that's okay, right? Because you have to understand how this team is looking at all injuries, right? They're looking at it from this standpoint. I really need these guys ready when fall turns to winter. And so I don't want to start the season off with an injury that nags him the whole year to where it could get to the point where then he can't go.
Sure.
And so that's how they're kind of playing that with a lot of these injuries. And yeah. So,
I mean, like, look, he was even out there yesterday. He just wasn't catching, but he was working out with guys. Like you said last segment, I think Waddle's the one you're concerned about just because this is a little reminiscent of last year. And he admitted that, you know, his body it took him a while to kind of even get into a comfort zone last year. So, yeah, you're a little bit just keeping an eye on it.
Right.
We already know that the Odell thing is probably going to be slow rolled, and you just lost River Craycraft for a time being. So, yeah, it's getting a little thin, a lot of reps for the
another news, Ezekama.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming along. So, you do have other options.
But he's unproven in the regular season. He's, you know, maybe the greatest preseason receiver we've ever seen, but we really don't know what he can do in the regular season.
But again, what they see on a daily basis is what shows them that he is ready for that moment, right? The advancements that he's made in his skill and his abilities is what gives the coaches and the quarterback and the team comfort knowing that, you know, he's ready for that spot now.
So
you do have options is what I'm saying. So from that standpoint, there's been a few guys with all the guys that have been out that have kind of shown you something that where they might not be as good as the guys you would have in there. They've shown some promise in that they could hold the fort down until those guys get back.
Man, JFix said your humming was awful. Jeez. Harsh.
I thought awful was a bit much. I didn't think it was awful necessarily.
That's very, very strong.
But you know what, Leroy? Don't get used to it. I'm done. You know, the way you guys have been putting the hammer down on your boy because of these copyright rules. Just gonna be
We're not putting the hammer down. Google is.
No. You specifically have been chastising me. You called me a bum.
Over the last couple of weeks, you've killed our podcast and have gotten our YouTube stream ripped off of every video platform known to man. I mean, other than that, happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Scheduled maintenance, by the way, on the whole podcast thing should be happening Thursday at 11 p.m.
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect, right?
Well, everybody, look forward to your 3 weeks of podcast coming your way Friday. But for all our Spotify and Odyssey listeners.
You know what's even more amazing?
Hmm?
The funny thing about corporations and businesses is somebody in the company will say, hey, Tobin Leroy's podcast numbers are down.
Yeah.
Like, and you'll be like,
what is that? Oh, you know, we only just took them off two of the biggest platforms for a month. It's all good.
Like, hey, somebody, it's amazing. Like, and it's like that with all things. I remember I played a season limping the whole year because I hurt my leg in preseason. I had a partial tear, and instead of having surgery, I played through it. Oof. And you know what they did after the season was over?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say, we appreciate you sucking it up and limping through the season. They go, you've lost a step. We need to redo your contract.
Are you accusing me, Marcos, of Brian Floresing you?
Yeah, you know, well, imagine if you had a guy who just every day said you sucked at your job.
Frog boy.
I didn't know. The one thing I learned yesterday through all this, I heard Jeff Darlington say, I didn't know that Flores also sent berating texts. That is extra mean.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He allegedly texted, don't blow this before one of the games.
What?
Hey. What? Listen, I know where he got it from.
Hmm?
What?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh.
The stakes were much higher.
Mm.
We were playing against Bill Parcells in a playoff game in Cleveland Stadium.
Ah, revenge game.
Right?
New England. So you're playing New England? Okay.
We get down to about the 15-yard line. It is second or third down, timeout. Right? Me, Vinny Testaverde, and Eric Metcalf come to the sideline. Bill's explaining what he wants to do. I think it was only second down, right? He says, here's what we want to do. We want to get, you know, if we can't get it all, let's just get us, you know, to third and short, which would have been like a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. We go to run on the field, and Bill yells, Vinny, don't F it up like you did against Pittsburgh. and me and Eric turned around and we're laughing, right? Not because, like, it doesn't affect us, right? And, you know, we ended up getting a first down and then we scored on the next play. And I always remember that because, I mean, it's probably not the words I would have went with, right?
Not you got this.
At probably the most critical moment of the season in a playoff game, but it was received. Like, we all had the personalities that I think he knew he could do that. You know what I mean? He never really yelled. And the thing about Belichick is you have never heard him call out a player in front of the media.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want anybody else on the team calling anybody out.
Yeah, well, neither. I mean, like, I don't really recall Brian Flores calling a lot of guys out in the media, too. Like, he just kept repeating the ominous line of Tua is our quarterback. Tua is our quarterback.
But so when I hear that, I think of Bill Belichick. But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that people miss with that. Bill would come to you and have a personal conversation about how you wanted to do things and how you feel about this one and so forth and so on. So when he said that, it didn't come from a place of degradation or anger, or you knew that that was just how he did things. He wasn't coming, you know, trying to minimize or belittle you. I think when coaches leave that environment, they miss the most important aspect of that, that in order to talk to somebody like that, you have to have that kind of relationship.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, for example, if somebody were to first listen to our show, they think none of us like each other.
Mm.
But they don't realize we hang out. We do stuff together. No, that's just, you know, it's no.
On tours together.
Right. So, like, you know, and so I think that's the part that is missed, is the relationship that he had with every player. And so when Flores got here and started doing some of those things, I think he missed the part of, before you go there with Tua, y'all need to make sure y'all relationship is well enough to go there. Otherwise, he's going to take it personal.
Stun Steve
says. And that's kind of what happened.
Stun Steve says, I thought you were going to say, that Belichick was going to say, Horde, don't fumble it at the goal line.
You know what?
Oof.
So when Bill first took over, the new coach of the Cleveland Browns, Bill Belichick, he called in me and Eric Metcalf, right? And he sat us down and he said, I want to do a lot of things with you guys. I like what you do. He said, Eric, you led the league in fumbles per touch. And, you know, me and Eric are boys. So I looked over at him and I started smiling. He goes, shut up, Howard. You were second.
Still, though, no cold calls before the game in the hotel room that said, hey, don't blow this.
No.
No.
Don't lose.
But this, in fairness to him, he would come. What's up, coach? He say, now, you fumbled last week. So you know they're gonna try to rip the ball out. So just, you know, be careful. He would say something like that. So he was always aware of all the stuff. But yeah, man, like, I just think one of the things that Mike McDaniel did first, before he taught one play, one scheme, one anything, is he built the relationships of the players on the team.
For sure.
Before anything happened, before football took place. And I think that's the part of it that this team and these guys and people that come here appreciate.
Well, take a quick break. We'll hear a little bit from Flo. He addressed the media yesterday about the Tua situation. Back with more for this.
All on this road, so
the Miami
only question for me is, which I think they're going to find out, if people are honest in the interview, right? Like, a lot of people are never honest in the interview. They tell the owners what they want to hear. They tell the GMs what they want to hear. But if you're really honest, are you going to sit there and say, I can build a team around Tua? Because that's what Ross wants to hear. That's what Brian Flores wouldn't say. I mean, we've seen all the conversations that Flores basically was, you know, had with Tua, where Flores told Tua at halftime of the Tennessee game, this has all been reported. I mean, look, I don't think Flores was shy about telling him, hey, I should have picked Mac Jones. I mean, I don't think he was shy about telling him that. In fact, I know that he wasn't.
Tua's our quarterback. I've said that, you know, multiple times. I don't know if I can be more clear. I mean, I don't know how many times I'm going to say it, I don't know how much more clear I can be here. Tua's a starter. Do I need to say it again?
I don't base my emotions off of who says anything about me or who's saying what. I mean, all I can do is my job and do it to the best of my capability. So everything else, I mean, you know, it's out of my control, but I have the utmost confidence, you know, and trust that, you know, I am the quarterback of this team. F off.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. I'm just laughing hilariously because as I read this, I was reading this tweet from Florio, who's lashing out at Dolphins reporters because his tweet is, the biggest story of the week so far came from Tua's comments about former Dolphins coach Brian Flores. When current Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel met with reporters Wednesday morning, he wasn't asked a single question about it. And everybody's like, he was asked a day ago, dumb. It was somebody didn't tune in and do their homework, Florio.
What? He did not do the research.
He did not do the research, Florio?
Crazy, dude.
He was literally asked about it the morning the comments came out. Florio. Can I just tell you something about Florio?
Yeah, tell me something about him.
Always sticking his beak in the Dolphins business, dude. Wow. And when it's not any business to be had, he just makes up Dolphins business. He just makes it up. You want to know something? Remember this whole cheat motion thing? He's like, oh, you did the rules. Even the officials came out to Dolphins reporters and said, there's no change in the rules. Nothing has changed. Nice. Nothing. But this Florio is always like a damn pelican sticking his fat beak in the Dolphins business. And it's time for him to shut the hell up.
Shut up, Florio.
Pro Football Talk, but doesn't act like a real professional. He acts like a carnival barker, right? A propagandist. That's what the pro should stand for.
Yeah.
Propaganda Football Talk.
Whoa.
You just say what you want, Florio. Hey, jackass. All transcripts are available. Why don't you look up the day beforehand when the news came out?
He was an instant booted.
Actually, he was. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Why don't you do your research, jackass?
Yeah.
You and your little carnival friend there, Chris Sims, the guy who runs the dunk tank, who we all want to throw snowballs at and make fall. Why don't you go out there and you guys have your little podcast?
Tua is good. Tua is not good. Tua, was he treated too hard? Dolphins.
Because that's all you guys are obsessed with.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Stay hydrated, champ.
Got to. The greatest line of Floyd Mayweather's career. Got to get water when you're in Miami.
Stay hydrated.
Like, what? What does that mean?
He's just supporting you, dog.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian Flores. He addressed the comments yesterday because he hadn't addressed the comments yet. I will say it lined up good because coordinators don't talk all the time. And so he had said, like, he's like, I haven't talked to you guys in like 3 weeks. Lined up swimmingly. Like, he got there and two of his players were standing up there like to support him. Yeah, we got you, Flo. So, which is nice.
Yeah.
But Brian Flores, this was him addressing the comments that Tua made on the Dan Lebatard show. And Flo, says he wishes Tua success now. Here was him addressing the comments that Tua made on Lebatard.
Said, I think that's, there's some other questions that are some other things that you guys want to talk about, so I'll address those too. Specific to the comments that were made by Tua, I just want to say, look, I'm
I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had. And I really wish him nothing but the best.
Damage is done.
You know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. And I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, my going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching. So, you know, I wish nothing but the best to Tua. You know, really, more than anything, I'm just focused on the Vikings, the 2024 Vikings, the players we have. You saw a couple of guys up here, you know, just, you know, a couple minutes ago, Metellus and HP. I think, you know, their leadership, their friendship is important to me, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited about this group.
That's not the comment I heard.
Oh, we got more. We got more.
Here's the deal. I get him saying that now. But don't you have to acknowledge that the reason why he might not have been successful was because of you? Right?
Yeah.
Say that after the fact when you're no longer... And here's, you know, when people say actions speak louder than words. If you would have felt that way while you were here, you'd probably still be the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that now, 3 years removed from it, is like, you know, I'm not going to say that he's not being sincere, because I do believe that people can sometimes acknowledge the error of their ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by us hearing that first, with what we have in our mind of the what happened, doesn't come across that way.
Yeah, I don't think it comes across as very sincere. You know, I think that it was pretty obvious that the guy was rats up a ship on him when he was here. And by the way, I think this is an important thing to say. The Dolphins organization gets some blame in that, too. Like,
they didn't give him much support either.
They did not give him much support. The ownership didn't give him much support. Chris Greer didn't give him much support. A lot of them let that poor kid out to dry.
But do you think that a lot of that came because they entrusted Brian Flores with that determination? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what Flores was doing here was really good as far as turning the team around.
Yeah.
So when he was saying stuff like that, you think maybe they were just kind of, because he was having success, kind of looking at it and saying, well, he must know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think that Ross, I mean, we've seen Stephen Ross be influenced by a lot of the guys who have had parts in the organization.
And so
They've had a little bit of success.
My thing is that because he was saying it, it kind of progressed through the organization or up the organization so that others started believing that too. And if you don't like somebody, right? If he didn't like Tua, then he could go to Tua and you know, go to management and say he can't do this or he can't do that or he can't do this, right? Instead of, oh no, like this is what he can do and these are the things he can do really well. So that whole attitude kind of went up the chain. You see what I mean? Because
yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, the organization was openly flirting with getting another quarterback. And we're following his lead because, look, that's what Stephen Ross does. If his head coach doesn't believe in the quarterback, he's like, all right, what's the other direction that we could go in? Now, once the whole Deshaun Watson thing blew out and more bridges were burned with him and
it did get super frosty with coaches and with Chris Greer and a guy in Chris Greer who he's been with a lot longer. Yeah, it felt like Stephen Ross took a side and then they were done with Brian Flores. But there was a time where they were harboring,
it seemed like everybody
harboring it too.
Everybody felt the same way about Tua that Brian Flores did. Now
they just weren't as they maybe just weren't as
I lived through
crushing this. About it.
I lived through this. Bernie was our quarterback. Bill came in. He liked Vinny. And he had to go to ownership and management and say why Vinny would be a better fit. Because everybody loved Bernie. It wasn't necessarily a situation where, you know, Flores had been here a long time. So it's a little different. But everybody in Cleveland, including the ownership, the owner, the GM, everybody loved Bernie Kosar.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill came in, and he wanted to go with somebody who had a stronger arm, was, you know, a little more stout, and he wanted Vinny. And they made that move.
Here's a little bit more of Flo. He was asked how it felt when Tua referred to him as a terrible person.
Word to use, word terrible person. I'm just curious how that hit you.
Look, I'm human, so you know that hit me in a way that you know wasn't. I wouldn't say it was positive for me.
Positive? Now you want to talk about
at
positive?
At the same time, I use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? How can I be better? And that's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like you know that's me? No, but, you know, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
I got a couple of ideas.
I got a couple of ideas that if you have a problem with something being hurtful, try not doing it.
Also, never hire Chan Gailey.
Yeah, what is it? What? Even, I'm flabbergasted at the first words out of his mouth, as if Tua couldn't feel the same way he was with the things he was saying to Tua. Right? He basically explained Tua's feelings in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Right?
How did that feel? Not great. You know, like, not positive. It did lay on me positive.
Right.
Oh no. But
it wasn't very positive. Like, what? Stuff you were saying to Tua?
Kind of like when you called him a bum?
Oh, my goodness. And Tua didn't text you and say you're a terrible person. Wow. Like.
And you want to know something? I really feel this way, Leroy. I bet you, because Tua is such a nice guy, whenever he speaks to the media, which I think will be today, probably, because he speaks once a week, I bet you he even walks that back a little bit, because he's just such a nice guy. Right. I bet you he walks that back a little bit.
But
you know.
But it's
but I'm like even Flores yesterday was like,
wait, the first words out of your mouth when explaining what Tua said cannot be the explanation that Tua was saying about what you said.
It'd be right? Like
it was hurtful. It wasn't very positive. And I'm like, what? How about being more aware?
Yeah, that didn't. I don't know. I didn't feel like, you know, he says he's changed. I'm sure he's learned some things, but.
All of this being said, we're having some fun with it or whatever. Here's the thing that gets lost in all of this. Brian Flores is an excellent football coach. Okay? He understands where he went sideways. And so I do believe that he will learn from it, just as many other coaches have learned from going in with, you know, trying to swing a big stick right away.
It is going to be interesting, though, because now this is kind of on the future of Tua, right? Because if Tua does become a big-time winning quarterback, if he does lead the Dolphins to the promised land, that's going to be something that follows him his entire career. Sure. So when he says, like, oh, I wish Tua nothing but success, I'm like, selfishly, I wouldn't if I was in his position. Like, if I had that kind of a break from a guy and yeah, you're
but,
like,
but wait, you're saying that, but you do understand that if you were saying that, you're the cause of it.
Oh, well, yeah, but that damage is done already. That's yeah, why so now you that's why have, you so got to hope he fails.
You would be petty against the player?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
You need him to fail.
Even if you were wrong?
Oh, yeah. By any means.
Hey, that, I got to tell you, I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
That
it's not very becoming. I understand.
You're not, but And this goes back to a lot of discussions that we have when you're wrong and you try to wiggle out of it.
I'm not wiggling out of anything.
No, you're not. You say you stay strong with this one. But here, has Tua already proved that Flores was wrong?
The guy
that he called the bum led the league in passing.
I mean, he's right because his bank account's going to be very fat for the rest of his life, but I would say not yet.
Not yet. Why?
Got to beat Flores.
Wait. The whole point of this whole 2 years, the first 2 years of Tua's career, was that Tua could never.
I'll explain why he hasn't done it yet. I'll explain why.
You can't make it about. And look, I get
I will.
The playoff thing and whatever, but.
Explain it. But we got to take a break. Our Tua is coming on up. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.